It's the 13th of July, the day in 1934, when the first short film featuring the Three Stooges was released. It was called Punch Drunks.
How much dough do you generally get?
Well, I get $250, but for you, I'll take $200.
I'll give you a bowl of soup.
I'll take it.
The Live Aid concerts were held on this day in 1985. The biggest names in music from around the world performed to raise money for famine relief in Africa, all led by now Sir Bob Geldof.
Now, you've got to get on the phone and take the money out of your pocket. Don't go to the pub tonight. Please stay in and give us the money. There are people dying. Now.
From that, sir, to this one, Sir Patrick Stewart tops the July 13 birthday list. He's 80 today, best known for playing Professor Xavier in the X-Men movies and Captain Picard in the Next Generation series of Star Trek.
How long have you been here?
Since they left. A very long time.
A long time to be alone.
One of the greatest box office stars of all time celebrates his birthday today. Harrison Ford, the star of the Indiana Jones movies, Blade Runner, The Fugitive, and of course Star Wars, is 78.
Han Solo, I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Roger McGuinn, lead singer and guitarist with 60s folk rock group The Byrds, is also 78 today. Of the Rubik's Cube and other annoying puzzles, Dr. Erno Rubik is 74. If you think you had trouble solving the cube, try being the inventor.
There was no help. I spent several months. Finally, I succeeded.
Former Essendon player and captain, now commentator Tim Watson is 59, taking you back to his AFL debut now when he was just 15.
I reckon that's about the biggest thing every footballer aims to be as part of a premiership side.
And US comedian and actor Tom Kenny is 56. Now, you might not recognise the name, but you will recognise the voice and the laugh. He's SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's not that funny! Please make it stop!
Finally today, actor Bob Crane was born on this day in 1928. The star of the popular 60s comedy Hogan's Heroes died aged 49 in 1978.
If he doesn't like it here, he can find himself another POW camp.
Remembering Bob Crane on July 13.